Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reed.
Now,
the shadows of my footprints just won't let me back. No more apologies, it's over, time to get it. Told you to your face that I regret it, time to let it go. This time around, I forgive me. I really mean it when I said it, give me credit for the progress that I made. Better charge it to the game. This time around,
all right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And it is Motivated Monday. And all this week, we will be celebrating our 1-year anniversary here at the Nikki Rich Show. Our official anniversary date began last April the 5th, 2011, and it is coming around that special time right here this Thursday, and we will be celebrating live. We're going to be celebrating and broadcasting as well for the Nikki Rich Show at Hickory Tavern, Malice Creek. So you want to come out to 2005 East Arbor Drive, and you come out and celebrate the Nikki Rich Show at 6 p.m. April the 7th. For all those that do not know, it's your girl, Nikki Rich, and we are broadcasting out of Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight we have special guests in the building. So we have one coming up at 7:45, and we're going to welcome her, and she is going to be talking about her book. So stay tuned. We have none other than Miss Andrea Clinton, as well as Michael Izzard. He is the CEO of Audio Box Studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the hottest studios in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he has had so many guests to come through, such as Fantasia, Young Nut, Blind Fury. I also got a chance to meet Jay Styles and Mr. Woods there as well for their album Listening Party. So big up, and we're going to be talking with him about his studio, and he's doing big things. But before we get to our interviews and our guests tonight, we're going to go to Drew Hill, 5 Steps.
I don't know how much longer you're gonna be here, so I say my prayers every night. One for my mother, one for my father, and one for the love of my life. So if you decide to leave today, then leave tomorrow at the door, and take only half of yesterday. And forget all hope for the present, 'cause it just went away.
We were 5 steps
from eternity. We were
4 steps.
4 steps past nothing.
And 3 wishes.
We were 3 wishes. From touching the heavens above, then we were
5 steps
from eternity.
4 steps,
4 steps back to heaven.
Three wishes.
Said it, you know it. From
touching the heavens.
Now it is time for a man's born.
The Nicki Rich Show celebrates 1 year bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, pop.
gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/The Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallard Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Arbor Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nicky Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216-6717.
Nicky Rich.
You are now listening to the hottest show on the internet. The Nicky Rich Show.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the internet. We're going to get into some more music. We have Little Mo, I Love Me.
Yeah. Hold me down, hold me down, hold me down, hold me down. my son.
Them
other chicks hating cause you shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, booting through whatever we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that fake shit, but baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two, and I ain't kidding, boo. Times get hard, but the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here, but the message isn't clear. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down,
she's gonna hold me.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the A, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no fronting. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Shit was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down.
She's gonna hold me
when no
down.
One else is around.
No one
she
else.
Holds me up when I'm down.
When I'm
yeah, she's
down.
She's gonna hold me down. She's gonna hold me down. Yes, we're the talk of the
talk
town.
Of the town.
Right, that was Hold Me Down by MSK Dollars. MSK Dollars. Right now, we're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to see who's on the lines all the way from 407. 407, tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, comedian Tony Black on the line. How you doing, Nikki Rich? How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, man. I like what you're doing. I got some songs on there. That's a new artist there that you just played?
Yes, it is NSK Dollars. Hold Me Down. I love it. I love it. I told him he's been a part of the show previously. But, yeah,
wow.
That's a hot song.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. I like that. That's tight. Hold Me Down. Need somebody to hold me down, boy. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. But I thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for having me on the show. You know,
you're welcome.
I'm a comedian. You know, I've been a couple of places. You know, New York, Miami, Palm Beach. You know, I just opened up a couple of weeks ago with Michael Carter at the Orlando Improv, and just been touring. You know, a little bit here and there. You know. Just left off Fort Lauderdale last week, and I did a little something down there with Marvin Dixon. So just trying to get my name out there, just trying to get the name out there. And I have a couple of shows lined up this week, you know, in the Sanford area.
It sounds like your name is out there already.
yeah, it's getting out there. It's getting out there. It's getting a little buzz, you know. I think I get on a little TV show or something like that, and then people say, oh, there you go, there you go. There he is right there, you know, so. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing.
Awesome. We're glad to have you. So how did you get started?
Well,
I know being a comedian is hard.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Boy, you know, it's hard. But, you know, you got to get that gut, you know, and get on stage and just do it. You know, I was, you know, basically like everybody else, you know, you're the class clown telling jokes in school and, getting put out of class for doing too much jokes and stuff like that. So, you know, a friend of mine said, hey, why don't you just take your joke to the stage, you know? And I've been doing it for like 5 years now, going on six. So it's fun, you know, to bring laughter to people, you know, because you never know what someone's going through, you know. And I always say a good laugh changes everything, you know. So, and that's
have you ever got booed off stage before?
You know what? I never got booed off stage. I thank God for that, you know. But I have, you know, everybody has gotten that silent treatment, like, yeah, okay, yeah, huh.
Like, you think you suck.
Yeah, you know, it's, but you know what, from that time, but that can only make you stronger. You know, it's just like falling, you know what I'm saying? When you're riding the bike, you know, you fall, hey, you may get scraped up a little bit, but guess what, get back on that bike and try it again. Do something that works, you know, be creative. Do something that, you know, people's going to like, you know. And being in Florida, hey, we all know, you know, hey, there's a lot of Spanish people here. Some of my jokes are based on Spanish people and stuff. So it's not offensive. It's just what Spanish people do, you know.
Exactly. Now, what part of Florida are you in again?
I'm originally from Miami, but now I live in, you know, the Daytona, Orlando area over there, Central Florida. Yeah, close to Mickey Mouse and stuff.
Now, do you have different things that you do far as your performance? Which way you want to go with? Like, one night you're going to do something on the project, or next night you're going to do something on romance?
Yeah, basically that. You know, depending on the area I'm in and depending on what the crowd looks like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, different crowds, you got to be prepared to do different things, you know what I mean? Because the all-white crowd, they kind of like, you can't go at them too hard, you know what I mean? You can't go hard, stuff like that, you know. If it's a mixed crowd, you can basically work your way around a mixed crowd, you know what I mean? Where you have white, black, Spanish, Asian, you know, whatever is in the crowd, you go around and just do a whole set, give everybody a piece, you know what I mean? But if you go to a crowd that's all black, you know, we want to hear the dirty, you know, the get down, you know what I mean? So you can't do that in a white crowd because, you know, you may say something about certain areas, white people be like, what did he just say? Oh, my God, you know? You know, so you gotta be able to identify your crowd when you go to certain, you know, venues.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
That's so, real right there. That is real.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any links that you would like to share with us tonight? Website, Facebook, Twitter?
Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Tony Black. You'll see me, Black, probably one of the blackest comedians you'll see on there. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at TonyBlack71. And just follow me, hit me up. I keep posting my events and things like that. And also on Facebook, Tony Black. Hit me up, y'all. Hit me up.
That's what it is. Well, we thank
you, ma'am,
for calling in tonight. Being our special guest on Motivated Monday. And everybody learning about comedian Tony Black.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikki Rich.
Awesome. And I want to let you know, Tony, that after this show is over, you can go back and listen on iTunes. So tell everybody that you can download yourself on the Nikki Rich Show on podcast.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Matter of fact, I might download myself. I got to hear how I sound, you know. Hopefully I ain't sound retarded or anything like that, you know. But I'll do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. You're welcome. And have a good night. Florida
you
in
do,
the house.
Do the same. And
thank
I will
you.
Our friends down here in the Central Florida area to listen to Nikki Rich.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. You were just listening to comedian Tony Black. And coming up, we have a guest for you, y'all. We have Michael Izzard of Audio Box Studios. So you don't want to miss Audio Box Studios. Right now, we're going to get into some Maroon 5 Moves Like Jagger. Coming up, Charlotte's own major studio CEO. You want to know where the stars come when they come into town? We got it here tonight. We have Michael Izzard. If you don't know about Audio Box Studios, you better check him out. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Everything. Michael Izzard, the CEO of none other than Audio Box Studios. Y'all got to check it out. He will be arriving at 8:15. You got to stay tuned. Got to stay tuned. But before we get to all that, I want to tell y'all how my day has been going. I have been truly blessed today. God has been blessing me all day. It's just good to see another day. But I'm going to tell you, this morning when I first woke up, I got a call about being a one of the panelists in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a music conference. So I'm excited about that, as well as I'm excited about what's coming up, interviews, and big shout out to Power 98 for streaming Nikki Rich Show commercial, as well as the Nikki Rich Show information. And if you don't know who Power 98, it is our local radio station. So you can go check it out on their webpage. Much love to them for doing that, showing love to the Nikki Rich Show's anniversary. And I think that's hot. That's hot right there. But right now, we're going to get into some more music, take a quick commercial break, and we have our special guest that will be in the building.
Nikki Rich.
The Nikki Rich Show celebrates 1 year, bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogfolkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallet Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Arbor Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nikki Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216-6717.
All right. We covered up on our special guest. Y'all got to hold tight.
I think they want to know your name, Nikki. Hey, man, what up, man? It's your boy, Game Face, a.k.a. the Hitologist. Cortland, Virginia all day. Hip-hop backpacker. GM. Listen, man, when I'm not in the booth or when I just want something soothing to relax to, man, I'm listening to the Nikki Rich Show, man. Get with it or get lost. One of the hottest shows in Carolina. Charlotte, what up, man? Holla at your boy, Game Face.
How do you know? This is the kid, Burr Simmons, and I want to give a big shout out to Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show right here with Burr Simmons. Got my homie in the building, too. DJ Unique, you already know. It goes down.
You already know, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's about that time. It is 8:15, and I see we have our special guest for tonight in the building. And we getting ready, y'all. We getting ready. Right now, we're going to go to some quick music, and then we're going to bring in our special guest for tonight. All right? Y'all keep it locked. It is the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And right now we're going to get to some, let me see. Y'all have to excuse me for a second. I'm just, like, so excited tonight. So excited. We're going to get into some music. I want everybody to follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can also follow us on our website, NikkiRichShow.com. And right now, we're going to get
I got it all, but I really need a wife at home. I don't really like the zone, never spend the night alone. I got a few you would like to bone, but chase that romance me, don't tickle my fancy. Boning Tiffany Nancy, that's not what my plans be. Need a girl that can stand me, raise me a family. Go from trip to Delancey to trip cause most of these girls be confusing me. I don't know if they really love me or they using me. Maybe it's the money or maybe you ain't used to me. Cause you was depressed and now you abusing me. That's why I need me a girl to be true to me. Know about the game and know how it do to me. Without a girl on my side, shit'll ruin me. Forget the world, girl, it's you and me. Now let's ride. Lifetime, but see, it's not a lot of women that got the right mind. I done had pretty chicks with all the right features and hood rat chicks that only rock sneakers, cell phones and beepers and know how to treat you. You break a heart, shit, walk out and leave you. I find a girl I'm a keeper, cause now I'm getting money and the game getting deeper. You want some real shit, I need somebody I could chill with. I need somebody I could build with. I need somebody I could hold tight. Wintertime in the full length, Snow White. Anytime we together feel so right. You the girl I've been looking for my whole life. God bless me, I'm glad I got the insight. Because of you, girl, now I understand life. I need a girl. So I made her cry for me. Every night she had tears in her eyes for me. Caught a case, shorty took the whole ride for me. At first we were friends, then became lovers. You was more than my girl, we was like brothers. All night we would play fight undercovers. Now you gone, can't love you like I really want you. But every time I think about your pretty smile and how we used to drive the whole city wild. Damn, I wish you would have had my child. Come on, a pretty little girl with ditty style. Shit is wild. All them days that I reminisce about the way I used to kiss them pretty lips. But as long as you happy, I'ma tell you this. I love you, girl, and you're the one that I will always miss. Love you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is time for our special guest. Our special guest is in the building. And right now we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show none other than the CEO of AudioBox Studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, the CEO, Michael Izzer. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hello, Nikki. How's it going?
Good, good. We're glad to have you in the building. We know you have the hottest studio in Charlotte, North Carolina, so we had to bring you on the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I definitely enjoyed talking to you the other night, and definitely looking forward to a good future here in Charlotte, trying to really put Charlotte on the map.
Exactly, exactly. And before we get into learning a little bit more about you, I just want to let you know that this interview will also be on iTunes. So if you want to go back and listen to it, you can go download it on podcast and tell everybody they can download this interview on podcast out of iTunes.
That's what's up.
Yes, yes. Now go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about Michael Izzard and how you got started.
Well, basically, I guess I'm just like anybody else who wanted to get into the music business. With the first demo that I sent to anyone, I sent it up to Palm Tree Enterprises in Manhattan, and ended up getting two recording deals off the first demo I sent to anyone, and it made me realize that I knew what I was doing. So therefore, when I got, you know, cheated out of a lot of money and a lot of deals went bad, I understood that I had to do something to stay in the music business. So I went into construction so I could learn how to build my studio, because that way I can be on first shift, and also I can learn how to build my own studio. So to make a long story short, I just really got into building every day, working on the outside in concrete for like 5 years. Went from concrete to interior work, learning electrical, drywall, hardwood, stonework. I mean, you name it, no matter what it is, whether it be the AC or plumbing or whatever, I know how to do it. So, and that was my journey, was basically to learn a trade that I could work on first shift and do my music at night, and got into the construction part up pretty deep, going on the road, billing Eckerd's, people department stores, and a lot of different commercial work where I really learned a lot of design work, learn how to read blueprints and things like that. And also just doing a lot of detail work when it came to doing professional car audio. I did that for like 10 years as well. So all of that helped me learn a lot about the studio, as well as, you know, I already had a background in music, because I always learned that as long as I had the equipment, people would always come to my house, and the best rappers, the best guys as far as doing music, as far as keyboards and everything, would always find a way to my house. So I was always in the middle of everything, and I just didn't want to be like someone else standing on the corner with a CD trying to sell it. So I decided to come into music business a different route, and that was the route I took. Even at an early age, I DJed for years and years, and just realized that in order to DJ, I looked at the competition and found out what was the best DJs doing and what they wasn't doing, and basically just picked a little bit from this DJ and that DJ, and that led to me being on the radio station, and I was a part of some of the first DJs that had a mix show on the Big DM down in Sumter, South Carolina, years ago, and that was a good experience too, because no matter what your age is, you can get into the music business. I was 16 or 17 down at the radio station 12 o'clock at night, and driving all the way back and going to school in the morning, because if you're good at your music, people eventually recognize you and pick you up. So basically we got with a couple of DJs down there that liked the equipment and our style, and kind of put us under their wing. And we kind of went from there, just really putting on a show everywhere we went to, because instead of just DJing, we had everything. We had the smoke machine, the lasers, the bombs and everything. I mean, you know, whatever it took to make us stand out, that's what we did. And by doing that, everybody kept coming up saying, man, you need to do a record. You know, y'all need to go ahead and come up with a record. And I was just like, well, the only thing we are doing is just playing records. So that pretty much, you know, made me think, well, maybe we should do a record. So, you know, I told my brother Dennis one day, let's take this $1,000 that you got to buy a car with and buy a drum machine, and finally talked him into it. We got a drum machine, and 1 month later, you know, we were had a demo that was good enough that, you know, we got two recording deals, one with Polygram and one with Criminal Records in London, and that's what really made me believe that, you know, I knew what I was doing, and just kind of went from there.
Well, that's awesome. And what I like that you telling and the route of you telling your story is that sometimes you can't take the, you know, just go straight into what you want to do. You have to work around it and do something else that will help you get toward your goal, because you're not going to go directly, just go directly in that path. Sometimes you have to work around it just as you did, and that's what I like about what you're saying and your route that you took.
Exactly, because it's more to it than just going one route. I think there's a lot of ways to get into the music business, but I basically wanted to make sure that, you know, I was going to stay in the music business. So the way to stay in the music business was basically to build my own studio. So once I built my own studio, I felt like I am the music business now. And with all the talk that people have been saying about the studio, I definitely appreciate, you know, all the input that everybody's been giving me as far as the studio. So I think it really made a good impact on Charlotte. And it's just more than me. I mean, a lot of people helping me out, and I think that's the magic behind it. It's more than just Mike doing it. I mean, I have people like Red and Beats and my nephew, Rashad, also who are doing tracks here, Ben, who's one of the engineers here and fix everything we pretty much have to fix, and Oz, one of the best engineers here in Charlotte. We all come together and try to make this out of something that Charlotte has not got. You know, also my assistant's got to say, what's up to her, because she also holds us down, Korean.
Shout out to your assistant.
Yeah, got to shout out my assistant because she helped me with everything. And I definitely appreciate everybody, you know, coming by and recording here. I mean, we've had a lot of good artists to come through Charlotte. And for the most part, we're getting more people from Raleigh and Fayetteville and areas like that than we are from Charlotte, which is pretty much letting me know that, you know, they're hearing about us from all over the place, and they're coming here because everybody wants to come to the closest studio that they feel can do the job, and I'm happy to say that I think we've got a crew that can do it.
And see, I want everybody that's listening right now worldwide, this is not just your ordinary studio. You can't just come here. You have the exclusive. You have the elite to come. Just to name a few artists just to let them know. There's several YouTube videos if you want to go check them out. But he's had several different elite artists to come through. So just name a couple so they'll know that this is not just something that's just thrown up. This is, what I say, an exclusive studio.
Well, I mean, I guess all the artists that come through are special to me because, I mean, I feel like I'm nobody, but I get to work with a lot of great artists like Blind Fury has come through and did his whole entire project here. Also, Young Nut. Both of those artists made a real big
hit
on BET. And I'm proud to say that, you know, any given day you can see either one of those artists here at the studio. Also, Jada Marie, she's doing it big. She's going to be doing some stuff for VH1. And when we designed the studio, I designed it with a lot of reality shows in mind because at the time that I built it, I was also on the Fantasia show. So basically, I built it with reality shows in mind. So we put a lot of lights in, a lot of bells and whistles, and we've had a lot of good listening parties and things like that. So for those of you all who want to have listening parties, you can also book your listening parties at the studio as well. But we've actually had Fantasia at the studio. Fantasia, also Candy from Escape or Atlanta Housewives. And we get to run across a lot of good people, and we're proud of everybody. I mean, you know, we're currently working on a nephew's project, Georgia Boy. He's going to be doing some big things coming up in the future. He was signed to Block Entertainment. But it's all about...
I know who Georgia Boy is. That's your nephew?
Yeah. Say again.
I know who Georgia Boy is. That's your nephew?
You don't know who
Georgia
Boy is. Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
So we're able to, do a lot of good things, but I think that at any given time, you could probably see one of our artists on BET, and I'm just blessed to be able to be around a lot of talented individuals. I mean, it's definitely a good place to be at.
Okay, all right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I got a chance to come out to one of the listening parties with Jay Styles and Mr. Woods. Excellent event. You have such a good crowd that comes out there. That's what I love about your studio. It's so nice. It's classy. It's feel good. It's that feel good place where you can go and just relax, you know, but also enjoy yourself. So everybody definitely have to come. When you come to Charlotte, you got to stop by Audio Box Studios, for real. It's really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think when I first designed it, I designed it with pretty much around the kitchen area. We have a full kitchen. We have a full bath and gas cooktop, granite countertops, the whole nine yards. So basically, I built the kitchen first, and then I built it in a real contemporary style, sort of like what you would see on MTV, and kind of built off from that because a lot of my work has been on MTV and VH1 and just different shows like that. But I think that was the key to it, is to really build a common area that everybody can come out of each one of the studios and kind of mingle. And that was the good thing about it, because I wanted to have a place that songwriters and producers could come to and they could really work together instead of having division. You know, you're working with this person, so you can't work with that person. But I think when Red and I came up with the idea, we really wanted a situation where we could have that element there where songwriters could feel comfortable just sitting right there and writing on a song, and a producer would come out the next room and have a track for them. So those were some of the things that we thought of early on. I mean, you know, and we really wanted to make it a good visual place to look at. I mean, we got a 175-gallon saltwater tank. We even have a stripper pole in there for whatever audience they want to use it. But it's pretty much just to hold the ceiling up for right now.
And it's nice. It kind of reminds me of something that's on, like, Jersey Shore or something. One of the rooms or spots that they usually be at. It's pretty hot. Now, I know everybody knows that you're focused and you are ready and moving forward. Who has influenced you in life to want to continue going on the path that you're going right now?
I guess I would have to say myself, because I just always want the best for me, and every time, you know, I want to do something, I always do it to the best of my ability, because nobody can be as good to Mike as Mike can, and I think, you know, I definitely influence myself. It's just, you know, I try to set the bar high and don't give up on it. I mean, I know exactly what I want when I want it, and I don't change from that. I mean, even though I joke around a lot, I think people that work around me know that, you know, it's hard to believe this guy, you know, play around so much, but yet we have a serious studio that we've done a lot of serious work here. I mean, we've done commercials for BET with Pat Charles. We've also did work for Source Magazine. We've also did some photography work for BET.com. So even though we're not officially open yet, we've been blessed to do a lot of good things here, and really look forward to seeing a lot of people come through and try to really get in and do what you want to do, because when you come through the door, it's just like being at home. I mean, no matter whether you want Kool-Aid, ribs, you name it, we have it there. And that's what we want to have in our studio, is to be able to bring your group there. And no matter what you want to cook, no matter what you want to drink, it's already there. You don't have to go out to get anything. So I think that was one of the things that, you know, attracted a lot of people, that, you know, whether it be Kool-Aid or barbecue ribs or whatever, we have everything right there on the spot. And it's fun for us, too. I mean, we have, as you can see, we have special panels that I custom made, and I've done for several clubs here in Charlotte and other places, that, you know, we can pretty much watch anything we want to. We have DirecTV, Time Warner Cable, Internet, Netflix, PlayStation, Xbox, everything that you can think of, we pretty much incorporated into the studio, to where no matter what you want to do, you can do it, whether it be surf on the Internet. We have 27-inch iMac around the studio that you can get on and do some research or whatever you need to do, and just try to make it a good place for our engineers and producers, because most of our producers, they stayed around the clock and while I was working on something. And that's what we love doing.
Hot. That is hot. Right now, you know, we have so many artists tuned in right now. We have so many artists tuned in, and I'm so glad to have you on. I'm so glad to have you on. And, you know, is there any advice that you would like to give to our artists right now that's listening to Michael Izzer of Audio Box Studios?
Yes, I mean, if you're serious about music, I mean, the way I did it when I was coming up, you know, I would go to the music store and spend 3 and 4 hours, and people would be, you know, nice enough to tell me about the equipment that I was wanting to buy or know about. And I think that's one of the keys, that you have to go out and search for knowledge and talk to people who have a lot of interest in what you do. And I think that's going to be the key, is just try to find the right people to talk to and find out about equipment, because equipment is changing so rapidly that, you know, it's hard for me to keep up with it. But I try to always buy the latest equipment so that no matter what the engineers want, we got it in there. If we don't have it, there's no problem in going and get it. So when our producers want a certain piece of equipment, we definitely either already have it in there or we'll get it.
Okay. That's awesome. And, you know, that's amazing what you're doing. And I like the way you started from the ground up. And you just working. And I tell the artists and different entrepreneurs, it's not going to come easy. You have to work your way up. And you are doing it, and now you up. You are up, and everybody knows Michael Izzer of Audio Box, because if you know Charlotte, you know your studio. And like I said, it's good for all artists to come. But also just saying, you know, you do have exclusive elite that come through as well. That's what I'm letting everybody know. You got to be focused and you got to work hard at what you're doing, because it's very important. Not saying that you don't let anybody come, but I'm just letting you know the type of people that come into the studio.
Exactly, and we always appreciate people for coming through, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have the type of facility that we do have. But we're always growing, and we're not satisfied with just regular. So there's always something new every week. There's new equipment coming in, and we can't wait to just keep on going with it. I mean, even though a lot of people think we're open, we're still not officially open, but there's still a lot more things coming. So we look forward to this year, and probably have a grand opening sometime in July. And then we'll go from there.
That's real. Well, I just want to let you know that my Twitter is going ham right now. We have a lot of people tuned in, and I see we got some Spanish going on. We got people from everywhere tuning in right now and retweeting and tweeting about Audio Box Studios. Might have Audio Box Studios trending a little bit on Twitter. So it's really hot right now. Everybody's tuned in. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. It's Motivated Mondays, and we have Michael Izzer of Audio Box Studios. And we're just so glad to have you here tonight and learn about everything you got going on. Are you working on any other upcoming projects in the near future?
Right now I'm looking at 3 different projects. One is a $2.5 million studio that we're looking at doing in Columbia. We're looking at doing a studio for Timber Ali for the Kansas City Chiefs down in Atlanta. And also Candy from Atlanta Housewives, I'm going to be designing her studio as well, and probably be down there later this week. So those are 3 that I'm working on right now, as well as my interior business that I also have that I'm trying to get out of. But, you know, it's almost like you spend 10 years building up your business, and you come away with a lot of good friends and you really don't want to leave them, but I'm better at music than I am at building, and I haven't got a chance to show that yet. But like I said, I have a staff that pretty much hold me down as far as really running the studio, and it's just getting better. I mean, you know, just keep can't wait to see, you know, the new faces come in. And definitely want to thank everybody on Facebook for shouting me out. Also Twitter, I mean, you know, definitely love when people mention the studio or just post their pictures up and whatnot, because I look at pictures more than I do anything else, because I really don't have time to read everything. But it's just humbling, you know, just a humble experience, just knowing that people know who I am and love the work that I do.
Exactly, exactly. Now, is there any booking information, or in case they want to book you for anything going on with studios, or just want to book you for to learn more about AudioBox Studios, any Twitters, Facebooks, emails that you would like to give out to everybody right now that's listening, or website?
Sure, my email is michaelizzard@yahoo.com. That's last name Izzard, I-Z-Z-A-R-D, at yahoo.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. That's Michael Izzard on Facebook. And definitely would love to see you on Facebook. If you haven't already sent me a friend request, please do so tonight. Definitely look forward to everybody that's out there. So definitely, if you want to book some time, inbox me on Facebook or send me an email, michaelizzard@yahoo.com, or it's Michael Izzard on Facebook.
Well, Michael, we are not going to just stop here. I know you know we're going to continue promoting everything that you have going on. And feel free, if you have an event and you would like to come on, feel free to just tell us about what's going on at AudioBox Studios, because we are here and we will promote it.
And I thank you for that, Nikki. Definitely it was a pleasure meeting you the other night. I've always heard about you, and I always wanted to meet you, and it was a pleasure seeing you the other night, looking beautiful as ever. But definitely want to invite you to the next event that we have. We're always having listening parties. Like I said before, if you want to have a listening party, you can also book it by sending me an email at michaelizzard@yahoo.com or on Facebook at Michael Izzard.
Okay. All right. And
at AudioBox Studios, that's on Twitter. You can also hit us on Twitter as well.
And like I said, we're going to continue promoting this show. And we just thank you for taking your time, because I know you'll be busy, but taking your time out to come and speak with us tonight on Motivated Mondays. And you are so inspirational and you know, motivating tonight, and I'm so glad that you came through to motivate all the listeners out there.
Well, Nikki, I definitely appreciate it, and we look forward to working with you in the future as well as seeing you. Also, I love your show. We're going to be tuning in, and hopefully everybody on Facebook continue to tune in as well. But definitely continue doing the magic that you're doing, and I love the energy that you have, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. And also, Mr. Michael, my 1 year anniversary is Saturday, my anniversary at Hickory Tavern. We would love to welcome you out there as well at 6.
I will be there.
All right. Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to Michael Izzard, the CEO of AudioBox Studios, the number one studio in Charlotte, North Carolina. You want to go check him out? He's on Twitter at AudioBox Studios, and that's with the S. And you can also log on to Facebook and check out Michael Izzard. Go check him out on Facebook at Michael Izzard. Right now we're going to get back into some music, and we're going to go with Miss Total. The ladies, the divas, kissing you.
I don't care who sees. to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found the Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
I'm on the floor.